is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of Mac's List. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Many people only network during a job search. That's a mistake, says today's guest, because good networking is about building relationships, and that takes time and daily effort. Lav Chintapalli is here to talk about why you should make networking part of your daily routine and how to do it. She's the CEO of Pathway Power. It's a leadership coaching and consulting firm. And Lav joins us from Austin, Texas. Lav, here's where I want to start. Do you think most people put off networking until a job search?
I don't think it's intentional, but it's related to, you know, we find it hard or we don't see an immediate correlative need for it. Or we don't know how to go about it. So there's so many reasons why people put it off. But to answer your question, yes, most people do put it off. And I think also there's a discrepancy between how, because I also study gender leadership, the way people, men and women, approach leadership and approach networking, right? And there's a difference in how they approach networking as well.
I want to talk about those gender differences, but first, why isn't it a good idea to network only when you're job hunting? Why shouldn't you put it off?
Yeah, so I love how Dan Schwabel says it. He says, the best time to build your network is when you don't need it. The second best time is today. Right. So when we wait till we need something, that becomes a very transactional kind of networking. It's like, I need something, I need it now. And you've never really said hello until then. And who really gives you what you need and to a stranger? So I think it's always imperative that we build that relationship at the onset. And you never know, not because you expect to get something out of the person, but it's because you just want to build relationships all around you. These relationships form anchors for your well-being and for your growth and vice versa. And you can also reciprocate the same way to other people.
When you say networking to many people, they think of transactions, asking people for help. Why do you think that's such a popular notion? Why don't people think about relationships when they hear networking, but instead about transactions?
I almost go back to how networking started. If we can kind of go back to the way it was, most of us can think of sort of being ushered into a room with, like, I don't know, 30 strangers and handing out cards. And the point of that always was transactional. It's like you're telling people what you do and they tell you what they do, and in the hope that you're useful to each other, right? So there's a transaction element built into the historical notion of networking, and we keep carrying that forward, so to speak.
You said networking is about relationships. What else does good networking look like? Is it only about relationships or about other things too? Laugh.
That's an interesting question, right? It is the basis of good networking is relationships, but the overarching is, why do we network? Why do we form these relationships? It could be because in support of each other. It could be because, you know, we're looking for someone to ideate with, and that's literally it, right? So the outcome can look many different ways, but I think the basis is still, it works best when there's a mutual respect, and good relationships are all about respect.
What does good daily networking look like?
Daily networking. I think it's being open to opportunities, you know, especially nowadays when we're so all remote. Like, how do we utilize our space and time? How do we look for opportunities? Maybe we're reading a blog post, and then you go, oh, wow, I really love the thought process of this researcher or this, you know, this person who wrote this article, the author. And then you could go to and go, I would love to reach out to this person and just chat with them just because I'm interested in this topic, right? So that's one example of you could instill daily networking into your process, because it's not a thing you do outside. It's a thing you do every day. And you're always thinking about, how do I connect with people that I can relate with, that I would love to learn from?
What strategy or principles do you recommend people follow when they think about doing networking every day and making it part of their daily routine?
What we don't do is we don't allocate time, right? Because we're so in the job, we're always doing the job, and the job takes a life of its own. So it's like rethinking time and making sure that we allocate time every day to keep our eyes and ears open of how can we connect with people and who would be a good person to connect with, right? And the second thing is just, you know, there are rules of networking, there are ways to network. But what I always suggest to people is make it your way. Do it your way. Forget the rules. Like, if there are five rules that are given to you, pick one and just keep at it and stick to it. Is the way we can keep doing it long term. That, you know, pick a way that resonates with our sense of style and our sense of being.
How do you suggest to your clients that they set goals for their networking? How will they know it's working?
So those are two different questions, right? So one, how do we set goals? And two, how do we know it's working? One of the things is, what is your goal, right? What would feel comfortable for you, given that, you know, building your network is important, right? I think maybe that's where we start. Is it important? Why is it important? And what would be the ideal pace and number of people you would like? I always say, like, reach out to at least two people in a month. And that's not too daunting. You can do it every other week, right? But if you at least have a number in mind, sort of a goal, then that can be integrated into your daily routine. And just once you find these people, and you know, that's the hardest thing, is like, reach out to them. It's always easier, I find, that if you are in a service mode, like, for example, if you're doing a podcast or a blog, you know, have a blog, you're interviewing people, that's an avenue to reach out to people. But not everybody has that. So now you have to cultivate ways of common connection and reach out and say, I loved what you wrote. I like the way you're doing. And sometimes even when on LinkedIn right now, when I reach out to people, because there's so much spam on LinkedIn, like people selling me and selling. So when I linked out, I just say, I read what you wrote on this post, or I loved what you commented, and I'm not selling anything. I just want to say hello and would love to connect, right? Be really authentic when you're connecting.
And when you're making decisions about who to connect with, should you have specific career or job search goals in mind as well?
That's always a part of it, right? You want, so if you're looking for DEI space, or you're looking into getting into DEI, for example, like you're following everybody who talks about DEI, who's an influence in DEI. So that's one way to connect, right? So that's the minimum, I would say, right? If you're looking for a job search and you're interested in a certain sector, to look for people who work in that sector. But also, you can go two steps out and go, who else can I connect with? So if you're thinking of DEI, would it be HR people I connect with, and see what they're doing, see what the company is doing? So I think microscopic vision kind of makes your network really small. But if you understand why and where you're going, what your interests are, from there, you can sort of broaden out your interest and your network people.
Some people might get overwhelmed going on LinkedIn or looking at professional associations, particularly in big markets, and think, I can't figure out who I need to connect with. What advice would you give someone like that to make their networking, especially on a daily basis, as focused and strategic as possible?
It's not just LinkedIn, right? I mean, LinkedIn does seem, it's very like a cold email. It's a cold calling, or, you know, you have to think beyond LinkedIn, and networking can come in so many forms. You can, it's especially from outside the work, like shared activities, like sports, community, cross-functional teams, charitable foundations. All these are forms of networking. And I just recently read somewhere this guy was loved hunting, so to speak, and he was in this group. And interestingly enough, all the people in that group were teaching him about customer relations because somehow they all happen to be in such fields, and that was his field. So he was getting, you know, they became like mentors to him. He was learning things from them in just in this community he was in, right? So you have to go beyond LinkedIn and go where you look for your personal interests and see how you can build that network.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, Lev. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Lev Chintapalli about how to make networking part of your daily routine. People you meet when you network will often ask to see your resume. Are you ready to share yours? Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. One of Top Resume's expert writers will look at your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Top Resume's review will tell you how to improve your resume on your own. Or you can hire Top Resume to redo your resume for you. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Lev Chintapalli. She's the CEO of Pathway Power. It's a leadership coaching and consulting firm in Austin, Texas. Now, Lev, before the break, we were talking about why you should make networking part of your daily routine and how to do it. We talked about people that you might reach out to and the importance of doing it on a daily basis. How much time should you be spending every day on networking?
I think as I was saying, Mac, it's really a personal choice because I think once rules are assigned, people don't do it because then it becomes a burden, right? So the best solution is just like exercise. So anything where you're trying to build a habit, what works best for you based on your schedule, your personality, your everything, like, and you pick up time, you make a goal and you stick to it.
In your experience, what stops people from making networking part of their daily routine?
One of them, I think, is we don't know how to, right? We all know, okay, LinkedIn is one, but there's no strategic way of thinking about it. And I think that prevents people from building a habit out of it.
How have you seen people learn networking skills? How do the best people go about doing that?
Yeah, so you know, most leaders, if you think about it, you know, if you kind of break it down how networking works. So this is how I teach. Like I often teach a course called Creating Career Success, and engaging others is a big part of that. And networking is a part of that, right? Which is why I'm so passionate about this topic, because we don't do it enough. And what I teach there is the three ways of looking at networking. One is I call engaging forward, which is very operational, right? So the people you network with or you build this relationship with is all about how they can help you get work done efficiently. So operational, think about it as people who can support a project, people who can hinder a project. So it's very operational, right? So these are people that you want to engage with the intent that they're going to help you with the project, so to speak. And another way and another path towards networking, I call it engaging inward, which is very personal. It's a personal networking. And we develop a lot of skills, actually personal skills, professional skills through our personal network. And sometimes, and I think, as I said, gave you that example earlier where this guy was learning about customer skills in a community he was part of, right? And that's a personal network. And you can find, you know, lots of expansion within a personal network. The third way you can go about it is engaging outward, right? And this is more of a strategic way of looking at networks. And this is to help you figure out future priorities and where the business is going, or, you know, and for this, you have to start building within your company as well as outside the company, right? And so you think of conferences where you can go and build these lateral relationships. And within a company, you can build vertical relationships. So you have to approach this in these kind of three-prong approach, which kind of gives you different targets to think through when you have your, you know, two people per month goal, right? You can sort of go, oh, I'll do this and this and this and this. So I hope that gives you a little bit of framing in terms of networking.
No, it's a very clear approach. And what kind of skills do you need to be successful in applying that approach, Lav? And where do you learn those skills?
It's like relationship skills, right? And also, that's one. And also, we should sort of let go of the fear of rejection. I think one of the things we don't reach out is because we're afraid that we may look silly, that they may say no. And we have to sort of overcome that fear. And if they say no, great. That's okay. It's not personal. It's just that they don't have time. And we can still pat ourselves on our back saying, I did my part, right? And then kind of move along. So I think, and also when we're building this network, right, we have to think about in two other ways, right? One is instrumental support, right? This is very career focused. Like, can somebody, and it's the personal, operational, strategic, it's very instrumental. The second way to think about network types of people is psychological support, right? Especially now, stress is a big problem, and we really want to make sure that within our circle, there are people that who can foster that community, sense of community. And even within companies, even with your thing, you want to seek people out who are maybe undergoing the same thing that you are in your current span of life. So to have that camaraderie and shared understanding is very important to do well in career and to kind of, you know, have that connection. So there's so many ways to think of networking instead of just of, hi, you know, what's up kind of thing.
For someone who might be at the start of their career or perhaps has avoided networking and they're in mid-career, how would you recommend they get started in applying the approach that you've outlined here and making networking part of their daily routine?
Right. So if there's, you know, start of the career, one of the things they can do is, are they still keeping up? Do they have an alumni group from their college or university, right? So don't let those go. Don't let relationships go. See if you can still maintain a few. And now you're also looking, you're kind of, you know, treasuring those, but you're also looking forward. And if you go into the operational, personal, strategic, can you hit each of these? And, you know, and just work through a few of the ways that you can reach out and help and get connected with people.
And if you're in mid-career, Lav, and you've avoided networking in the past, what are good ways to get going?
I think mid-career people, most of the time, they rely on their skill set, their technical skills, which is why they've come this far. But that won't take them further, right? So what I've seen is once somebody is in mid-career, or they're looking to go into leadership roles or their first leadership role, their network needs to start looking externally towards the future, not so much just who can help me with this project, but sort of more strategic.
Now, networking isn't only about asking for help, it's also about giving. What do you recommend someone do for others on a regular basis as part of their daily networking routine?
And you're absolutely right, Mac. It is primarily, it's actually about giving. At least that's how the relationship starts, right? So one way to do it is don't say, how can I help, right? That's too much. Because what actually that does, because some people think it's a trap when you say, how can I help? And they say, oh, I don't know. How can I help you? And then they're afraid that you may have a long list of questions, which is why you even asked it in the first place. Right. So don't say, how can I help? Like, take the time to research something about them and say, hey, I see you're currently working on this project. Can I help? Matt, can I introduce you to people who would be great for your podcast? Like, you know, so offer help in a way that's suitable for the person instead of just saying, how can I help?
If you're networking every day and you get more requests for help than you have time to provide, how do you manage that, Lav?
Well, I think, you know, it's one of those where you have to know your own boundaries. And when people sort of go up the ladder, that's one of the risks in a way that there's so many people who want their attention and time. And you may have to pick and choose. Like some people, if they, especially if they, you think they've done their homework, there's a true ask, they really want a connection, then you say yes. And if some people are just like, hey, I want to connect, and there's no work on their side, then you may have to say the no, right? So you have to make that judgment call as a person who's being asked.
What do you say to a listener who might believe that they have a very small network and they just don't know anybody? How can they get started?
I think, you know, if they really don't know anyone, to me, I would say to reflect on that. Like, what is the reason that is stopping you? Because if we don't look at the reason and shift that, not much progress will be made, right? So there's a reason why they haven't. And I think that's a really important thing to reflect on, to shift before they can even do any of the ideas and the models and you know, the goals to networking. So it's like, what's stopping you? What is the fear? And can you get help to help you come out of this? Do you need a tag along person? Like, you know, you have to approach it as problem solving to see one, why you're in that situation, and two, how can you move out of it?
Well, it's been a great conversation, Lav. Now tell us what's next for you.
I am, you know, doing a lot of leadership coaching. I do, you know, performance coaching for leaders and entrepreneurs, and helping them kind of step into their own power and realize their goals and have the impact they're really looking to impact. Yeah, and I do this via one-on-one coaching, group coaching, as well as courses.
Well, I know people can learn more about your courses and your services by going to pathwaypower.com. We'll be sure to include that in the show notes as well. Now, Lav, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about why you need to make networking part of your daily routine and how to do it well?
When you make a networking a part of a daily routine, you're just building a support system for yourself and for others. You're building a strong network and a strong net of people. And the way to do it well is you just have to, when you engage with others, think of it as fostering a trade of ideas to sustain that long-term relationship.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/show notes. Again, that's maxlist.org/show notes. Next week, our guest will be AJ Eckstein. He's the founder of the Career Coaching Company. AJ also hosts The Final Round. It's an interview podcast with company recruiters. Recruiters can be mysterious figures for job seekers, but AJ says you can build a relationship with any recruiter through networking, online engagement, and using LinkedIn strategically. Join us next Wednesday when AJ Eckstein and I talk about the three things you must do to work well with recruiters. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job.